For some people, depression medications don't work. Psychiatrist Charles Raison is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's worked on clinical trials that found psilocybin shows promise for helping treat people with depression.
The treatments we have help many people, but they definitely don't help everybody. And as the years have passed, we've come to see that they really help a minority of patients get as well as they should be. So there's this huge need to find something new.
If it's approved by the FDA, Raison helped estimate that about 6 million people in the U.S. could be eligible for psilocybin-assisted therapy. The analysis, which was published in September, says that number could change based on insurance coverage and provider availability. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.